20 more shipments. I'll have to remind Rosa to send the letters later. Enter. Ah, Rosa. What news do you have? Oh, is it that time already? Very well. Send him in, and then stay. He will need a partner for his training. Ah, there's my tribute. I must say he looks promising. Welcome to my mansion, human. I am El, but you shall address me as Mistress. Understand? Good. Now, what is your name, boy? I see. A rather fitting name, I think. Now, I can see that you have many questions. I will address them in short order, but first, strip for me. Did I stutter? Clothes off, boy. Don't make me repeat myself again. All of your clothes, human. Are you embarrassed to be naked in front of us? Don't be. Believe me, naked is going to be the new norm for you. There we are. Much better. See, was that so hard? It feels much better to be naked, doesn't it? What do you think, Rosa? He's rather handsome, is he not? I think he'll prove to be very popular, especially with a cock that size. Ugh, no, do not move to cover yourself, boy. Hands behind your back. Good. You will never attempt to hide yourself from me again. Do you understand? Now, widen your stance. I want a fine view of that wonderful cock of yours dangling between your legs. Are you surprised? Tell me, boy, what exactly do you think you're here for? That's right. You are here to serve me. Your entire nation belongs to us monsters now. And seeing as you are the eldest unmarried child of your family, your parents were required by our new law to sell you as a slave to my household, which brings you here. But it seems you have some misconceptions on what a slave is to us dark elves. You see, monsters do not use our slaves for rough labor. Why would we? Many species of monster are far stronger and more durable than you are. A minotaur or a manticore can do easily 3 times as much work as a human slave in the same amount of time. No, we desire something much more valuable from you. Pleasure. You were not enslaved to toll in the mines. You, my dear, are my property now, and I intend to use you as a sex slave. That's right. You see, I am the owner of a highly regarded establishment here in the capital. In monster society, single men are a rarity. And there are many lonely, oh so horny monsters that will pay dearly to sample one such as yourself. You will spend many a night in the company of many different lovers, pleasuring them however they desire. Understand? That's yes, mistress. Better. Now, let's begin your training immediately. Allow me to introduce my maid, Rosa. Say hello, dear. Yes. Don't pretend like I don't notice that blush of yours, boy. I find Rosa spectacularly gorgeous as well. Don't you admire the way that her uniform hugs her chest? It really accentuates her curves. Rosa, be a dear and remove your top. Give the boy a good show. Ah, that's better. Isn't she lovely? Go ahead and admire her naked form. I certainly will. You know, Rosa is my slave as well. Does that surprise you? Tell me, does she look unhealthy? Does she look unhappy? No, of course she doesn't. Because I take very good care of my staff. And soon enough, you will come to greatly enjoy your life in my service. Now then, let's establish a few ground rules. Rule number one, as your mistress, my command is absolute, and you will obey my every order. If you are obedient and cooperative, I will make your life very comfortable. Disobey, and you will be miserable. Am I understood? Good. Now, move over to the bed, sit on the edge, and spread your legs wide. Good. Now, Rosa, you may begin. But only use your hands, for now. Let's see what kind of endurance you have here, boy. Rosa is going to stroke you. She's going to find out just how hard that cock of yours gets. Oh, look at that cute face of yours. Never had this done to you before, have you? Never had a beautiful girl stroke your cock, smiling at you so serenely. I thought so. Us monsters can instinctively tell if a human is a virgin or not. I'll fetch a very nice sum from selling your virginity to your first client. Now, just lie back and let Rosa work on you. But do not come. If you come without permission, you will be punished. Now, on to rule number two. Barring some specific circumstances, you are never to refuse a request from one of our clients. This responsibility lies mostly on my end, so I won't be matching you up with anyone too deviant. Not yet, at least. Even so, you will always give your finest effort to satisfy your client. Understood? Good. I see that your cock is fully erect now. Well done, Rosa. You've coaxed his cock to a most impressive size. Now, boy, sit up. It's time for the next step. Remove the rest of Rosa's clothing yourself. Slowly, boy. This is not something to be rushed into. While some clients will want to begin as soon as possible, most will want to engage in a little foreplay. Stripping a woman should be done slowly and sensually. Observe as I demonstrate. Hold your partner close, like so. Make lots of eye contact with them. Wind your hands slowly over them. Lean your head in closer and plant a kiss on their lips. Perhaps give their rear a firm squeeze and grope their breasts. Whisper something naughty into their ear to send shivers down their spine. Make lots of lovely noises. And keep trailing downwards. Planting more kisses on their body, all the while using your hands all over them. See that? You see how, as Rosa moans, she arches her neck, pushing her chest closer against my own? That's a very good sign. It means that she's enjoying herself a great deal. Watch your client's body language, listen to their sounds, and adjust to their preferences. Now, you try. Yes, much better. Isn't that nice? Doesn't it feel good to remove your partner's clothes with your own hands? Excellent. Now, reach a little lower and tug her skirt down. Good. Now, remove her panties using only your teeth. Oh no, that's not quite how it's done, but I wanted to see how you would approach it. You'll need to practice that one a good deal more. Go on and strip her. You can use your hands now. Wonderful. She's such a lovely girl, isn't she? All naked, just for you. Now, Rosa, sit on the edge of the bed and spread yourself open for him. Give him a good view. Is this your first time seeing a woman in this way? Take a good look. Doesn't she look wonderful? Doesn't that cute little pussy of hers look inviting? Now, stand in front of her, kneel down, and place your hands on her thighs. Spread her legs further apart. Good boy. Now, lick her, and do not stop until I tell you to. There's something so wonderfully appealing about watching a virgin eat pussy. You haven't developed a technique yet, but you more than make up for it in enthusiasm. Keep going, boy. Return Rosa's favor. Let her know how much you liked the way she stroked your cock. Ah, good. You see how she squirms and wraps her legs around you? That's a very good sign. Listen to her moan. Isn't her voice just the sweetest? Now then, where was I? Yes, rule number 3. No freebies. When I eventually allow you to walk about in public, you'll no doubt encounter some more voyeuristic monsters. engaging in passion in plain view. While you'll eventually come to accept this as normal, you are not to join in unless I instruct you otherwise. Remember, you are my property, and valuable at that. The only exception I will allow is with your fellow staff like Rosa. I do enjoy watching relationships bloom amongst my slaves. My, aren't you going to town on her? I haven't seen Rosa so flustered in a while. Are you getting close, my dear? Excellent. Now, boy, tear your eyes away from her cunt for a second to look at her. See her face? She looks so needy, so ragged. That's the face of a woman who's about to orgasm. Teasing and edging is a topic for more advanced lessons, so we'll allow her to come this time. Go on, keep pleasuring her. I want you to look her right in the eyes as you push her over the edge. Yes, moan for us, Rosa. I want to hear you voice your pleasure. She's about to come, boy. Keep playing with her. This is the most important part. Mix up your technique. Try drawing invisible patterns with your tongue. And when she starts to quiver, hold on to her legs tightly and do not stop pleasuring her. Ah, yes. Yes, she's coming. Now keep going. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Good boy. Good boy. Keep licking her as she comes for you. Oh, 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 that was wonderful. Well done, both of you. Just look at her face. She looks absolutely blissful. I'm a little envious. I think Rosa would like to express her gratitude to you, boy. Does that excite you? Yes, I'm glad it does. I'm looking forward to this as well. What to have her do? What to do? What to do? Ah, I know. Boy, lie back on the bed. Rosa, use your tits on him. Oh, you're very welcome, my dear. I know how hard you were staring at her breasts. Aren't they huge? Well, now they're going to be devoted to your pleasure. Watch your cock disappear as she hugs it between those huge, jiggling tits of hers. Oh, such a heavenly moan from you, boy. Isn't this lovely? Watching her work her tits up and down your shaft. Hearing that delicious slapping of flesh. Welcome to your new life. This is why we exist. To take pleasure in one another and to give it in return. Forget your old human ideals and propaganda. Sex is not sinful. Being lustful is not a crime. It's the proper way to live. Getting close already, are you? We'll have to train your stamina more thoroughly before I arrange your first client. Most monsters have a way of increasing their partner's stamina. We'll have to train you in accordance with that as well. Perhaps experiment a little with slime jelly. Or perhaps some manticore venom. By the way, my dear, Rosa is going to suck the cum right out of you as she makes you orgasm. So, when the pleasure finally becomes too much to bear, I want you to look her in the eyes as she swallows your cum. Understand? Oh, such a good boy. You're learning so quickly. Now, I can tell there isn't much time left before you come, so I'll explain the last two rules. Rule 4. Unless you are instructed otherwise, you will always finish inside your partner, in one hole or another. Which ties into Rule 5, that my slaves, male or female, are not allowed to use any form of birth control. And yes, that includes pulling out. If one of your clients gets pregnant, that's their choice, not yours. What a lovely moan. Does the prospect of being my breeding stud excite you? I should hope so. You're going to be fucking so many different clients, giving them your sperm. It's really just inevitable that you'll eventually knock one of them up. Actually, it happens more often than you might think, especially when different species enter their mating season. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Just imagine it, boy. Think of all the moans and noises your lovers will make. Imagine as they sit on your face, as you fuck their throats, as their milk-filled tits jiggle as they ride you, carrying your child inside of them. Oh, fuck yes. We're going to have to make that happen. The idea excites you to no end, I can tell. If you weren't a virgin, I would have you blowing your load deep into Rosa's cunt right now. Oh well. Perhaps in a few weeks, once you're more experienced, I'll have you breed her. Oh yes, Rosa. I know that you're excited by the prospect as well. Besides, you are my property too, and I will see your womb full of life if I wish it. Breeding women is your responsibility, my boy. We need to keep the human population stable, you know? A few too many overeager monsters have been turning women into monsters as of late. We must make sure the birth rates stay high to offset the losses via corruption. Besides, I simply adore human children. I love watching them laugh and play, running about the garden. And I think you and Rosa would make a lovely baby. But I'm getting off topic. I see that you're about to come. So, as Rosa makes you come and swallows your sperm, I want you to imagine what she's going to look like when she's pregnant with your child. Those big tits of hers are just going to get ever bigger. Won't that be a sight to behold? Are you ready? Here we go. Do it, Rosa. Push him over the edge. Make him come. Yes. Do it now. Now. Moan for me, the both of you. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, look at her, boy. I know it feels so good that you can barely think, but just look at her. Perfect. Your dick trapped between her tits. the head of your cock trapped in her mouth as she sucks at your cum, looking at you so lovingly as she swallows your essence. Oh, I need to do all of my inductions this way in the future. This was fucking great. Oh, fuck. Now I'm all worked up myself. What's that, boy? You'd be happy to help me. Oh, my boy, I appreciate the offer, but you aren't ready for me. You wouldn't last 5 seconds. Oh, don't look so sad. As long as you obey me and keep pleasing your clients, I'll reward you with your mistress's body eventually. Now that is a reward to look forward to, believe me. And if you're exceptionally well behaved, perhaps I'll even allow you to breed me. Well, I believe that concludes your induction. I have other business to attend to, namely getting fucked, so I need to get going. Rosa, take your time in cleaning off his dick, then get dressed and show him to his room. I must say, I have high hopes for you, boy. I look forward to hearing your first client's review.